This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We now begin with the halacha. I've seen recently on the people walk around with the cell phone. I think they don't call it a cell phone. My phone is called a cell phone. I guess they call it a smartphone. So I guess my cell phone is not that smart. Is that what the issue is? Okay. I guess smart people walk around with a cell phone. We won't go there. Akopanim, the smartphone, they have the Kaisel Slichas. You can look on the phone and you'll see live Slichas from the Kaisel. A live stream. Can one say Slichos together with a live stream on the phone? And would that be considered like he is by the Kaisel saying Slichos? That is the topic of tonight's shir. Let me begin by telling you the details of what we need to address in the shaila. Let us begin by addressing what is the time to say slichos. When is the proper time? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tavkuf, Pei Aleph, and Akdama, the Mishnah Berurah says the time to say slichos is Ashmeiras HaBoiker, early morning. What is Ashmeiras HaBoiker? What time is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's Soif HaLaila, the end of the night. Soif HaLaila, it's the end of the night. Rav Eliyashiv, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, says that it's actually Netzach Hama, because it's called Boiker. So it's not Soif HaLaila, the end of the night, but rather what? Netz HaChama. The Mate Ephraim in Sif Yud Aleph says that actually you could even say Slichos L'chatchila Amud HaShachar. It doesn't have to be night, it doesn't have to be Netz, it could even be Amud HaShachar. Today, many do not say Slichos that early. It's very hard to wake up that early. So you could say Slichos before Shachris, even if it's not early Ashmeiras HaBoiker. Many Poiskim, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, for example, said that for the yeshivas, they don't have to be makbid on saying Slichos early morning, they could do it before Shachris. Now, Rabbi Isai, but of course, Shachris in Eretz Yisrael is early morning. Let's just make sure we're clear about that, okay? If you find the minion, your daily minyan is 12 o'clock Shachris. I don't think that's what Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach was referring to. So if a person is learning in the yeshivas, it's a shail of bitl toir if he has to wake up so early. So he theoretically is okay if he says the slichais before Shachris. How about after Chatzos night? That actually is only a bidyeved. The right time to say Slichos is Ashmeiras, early morning. Like I said, is early morning still night? Is it Netz? Is it Amud HaShachar? Is it before Shachris? But after Chatzos at night is not the Lechatchila time to say Slichos. Ashkenaz, the first Slichos is Matzoi Shabbos after Chatzos. Big discussion why, and that has a lot to do with the fact that we just finished Shabbos, b'matzoi yoy menucha. So right after Shabbos, which is also about tshuva, right? Shabbos, tshuva, Shabbos. So we go straight into slichas, matzoi Shabbos. Lamaisa, if a person did not say slichas early morning, he did not say slichas after chatzois night, b'di'eved, you could say slichas the entire day. This is in Elef Hamogen. In Elef Hamogen, which is a pirush on the bottom of the Mati Ephraim, says clearly that kol hayom kosher to say slichas. Where is the issue? The issue is nighttime till chatzos. Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tov Kuf Samachay Sivkot and Yudbeis that you're not allowed to say slichas in the beginning of the night. Shari Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch says that one who is in a shul that they're saying slichos, what we call the 10 o'clock slichos, says Shari Tshuva, you should not say the slichos, and you should actually even protest the fact that they say the slichos. You look at the Yalkut Yosef, I believe he brings this, that slichos should not be said from nighttime till chatzos. After chatzos, b'di'evid, you could do it, but the correct time to say slichos is when? Hashmeiris HaBoker. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Beis, Simin Kufhei, says, and he introduces a chidush, that b'di'evid, we could say slichos after nightfall till chatzos, if and when needed, because people are not going to wake up early, so they may not say slichos, or they have to run to work, we could be makel and say slichos from nightfall till chatzos. Rashiva Ramosha bases it on the fact that it's not really clear in Shulchan Aruch that it's a problem, so it's actually based on Zoyar and other Mekoiris, Yesh La'akal, if they're not going to say slichas. So this, that there's a crowd that says slichas at 10 o'clock at night, is based on the tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that you could be makel for those that need, are in a rush, for they can't wake up early, whatever the cheshboy might be, that they could do it. Yet, there is an interesting tshuva from Reb Chaim Berlin. The same psak is found in Arugas HaBoisim in Siman Aleph. All the zmanim of Churban, Tikkun Chatzos, all the is really based on what the time is in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemoris that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sits Bashmoiris and he cries and it's the time to cry for the Churban is what? According to Eretz Yisrael time. Now, I know that a lot of you, even though you live in America, you're also on America and Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what time zones, you know, maybe Australia, I don't know. But theoretically, many hold that these halachas, we follow Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So if it's in Eretz Yisrael, 4 o'clock, what time is it in Chutz Laretz, in America? So it's before 12. So according to that, you'd be allowed to say slichos when? At 9 o'clock. Okay? This is an interesting point. Added to the topic, are you allowed to say slichos before chatzos? Why is this relevant? In Eretz Yisrael, they're saying slichos maybe 6-5 o'clock in the morning at the Kaisel, you want to say your slichos with them on this live stream, but you're not supposed to say slichos before 12 o'clock, but unless you say, especially if I'm following exactly Eretz Yisrael, the Kaisel, then you'd be allowed to what? Say the slichos earlier than 12 o'clock. You'd be able to say the slichos. So this is one point that we need to address, the time. There's a different time zone, Eretz Yisrael, America. So if I'm saying slichos earlier, but I'm saying it with Eretz Yisrael Kaisel through the live stream, would that be an issue? There's another issue. Slichos should be said with a minyan. Mr. Burin Simen Tav Kuv Pei Aleph says that lechatchilo, the right thing is to say slichos with a minyan. Am I saying slichos with a minyan? I'm here alone, yet the kaisel is what? Thousands of people. Could we consider the fact that I'm saying it through this technology like I'm there and I'm part of a minyan? Interesting question. How about Yud Gimel Midos? Are you allowed to say Yud Gimel Midos without a minyan? Are you allowed to say Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachem V'Chanan without a minyan? Reb Chaim Kanievsky says you should not say Yud Gimel Midas unless you have a minyan. I saw many other Paiskim, Reb Shari Davlitsky, says that you could say Yud Gimel Midas without a minyan in Yalkut Yosef, brought down that if you say it with the Tameh HaTaira, like you're reading in the Torah, then it's okay to say Yud Gimel Midas without a minyan. So here's the question. If I'm, in Yiddish is an expression, shtelling tzu, if I'm connecting with the minyan that's by the kaisel, am I allowed to say what? The Yud Gimel Midas together with the people there. There's another issue, and that is some of the slichais is in Aramaic. Machi umasi. Mishnah Berurah Siman Tavkuf Pei Aleph Sif Katan Dalet says that anything Aramaic in the slichas should not be said unless you have a minyan. The reason for this is, when you have a minyan, you don't need malachim, you don't need the angels. Now, Rabbi say, pick your heads up. Every time I say the word malach, or gilgul, or mazel, or skula, you need to pick your head up to show me that you're awake. Okay, so the malachim are not needed if you're down with a minyan. Yet, if I down without a minyan, without a tzibur of 10 people, I need what? I need the help of the malachim. Malachim do not understand Aramaic. They do not understand Aramaic. That's why the Kaddish is in Aramaic, because it's such a lofty tefillah. We don't want the malachim to understand. Point being, machi umasi cannot be said biyachidus unless you have a minyan. So here's the question: if I'm saying the slichas together with the people in Eretz Yisrael by the kaisel, can I say machi umasi? So let's repeat again. What are the issues? You have your smartphone. Is that what it's called, a smartphone? Yes, okay. You have your smartphone, and you're seeing it the way thousands of people are saying slichas by the kaisel. Can you, A, say slichas at that time, even though it's before chatzais for you? Could you say slichas even though you're alone, you're not with a minion? Could you say the Yud Gimel Midas? Could you say Machi Umasi? Rabbi, let's discuss the halacha of technology. You have a microphone, we have a telephone, we have a tape recorder, we have a radio, and we have an internet. These are all forms of communication, of bringing information. Now, notice I skipped one of them, because that one is usher, and I hope you're not going to say slichas with a... Okay. No? Okay. So, again, we have the phone, right? We have the microphone. We also have a hearing aid. It's also a technology that lets me what? Communicate information that is said, we are into my ear. What happens with all this technology, Lagabi Megillah, Shofar, can I be Yoitza by hearing it through the means of all these different technologies? So this we'll discuss now. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuvas, in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet, Siman Tzadik Aleph, Ois Dalet, says that B'dieved, you can hear Havdalah through a telephone. This is a very relevant halacha, Rabbi Yisai. A lot of times a woman has a baby, she'll be in a hospital. The husband went home to take care of the kids, she needs to hear Avdallah. How does she hear Avdallah? We all know women don't make Avdallah, and they definitely don't drink from the Avdallah, because if they drink from the Avdallah, right, everybody knows what happens, what? No, nobody knows? Everybody knows, right? Okay, so let me tell you, the real truth, that's not going to happen, okay? If you drink from Avdallah, you're not going to grow a beard. That's not true. As a matter of fact, la halacha, if they do make Avdallah, they're mechuyev to drink from the Avdallah. Unless you say, once you're mechuyev, so oisa mitzvah le'yeridav arah, nothing bad could happen. Simply, a lot of these things that we want people shouldn't do, we frighten them with consequences. For example, if we don't want someone to step over another person, which is a gemara, you should not be stepping over people. What do we tell them? You won't grow if you step over the person, right? What's the reason for this? The reason for this is that the person who is being stepped over will say, don't step over me, please. I'm not going to grow if you step over me. It's really a means of how to protect people stepping over. So what do they tell you? So go back. In case you step over him, go back. Rabbi Yisrael, it's a shtus v'hevel, because the whole idea of not stepping over the person is because you might step on him. So what do you tell the person? Go and fix it and step back over him, right? This is when you don't know the reason for the halacha and you just frighten the person with concerns, so he doesn't understand. So he says, you better go step back over. Lamaisa, the reason why women don't make havdalah has a lot to do with, are they mechuyev in havdalah? That's the real issue. Are women mechuyev in havdalah? So in case they can't make havdalah, meaning they can't hear the havdalah from somebody else, so then they should make havdalah. But here we have a solution, and that is that they should hear the havdalah via telephone. Says Rav Moshe B'dieved, that's okay. That if someone is in a hospital and he hears the havdalah through a telephone, is he yoitza nu? And the answer is B'dieved, you're yoitza. How about the microphone? One of the most big controversial topics in halacha, the microphone. Rav Moshe in Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Pei Dalet says that what you hear from the microphone is not the same voice as my voice. Okay, so if someone said, I didn't hear Rabbi Wolkin tonight, so it's very possible because he was daydreaming, he was sleeping. Or because he understood the shir, and he understood that because I said it through a microphone, you didn't hear my voice, but you heard what? A new, reconstructed voice. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Minchas Shlomo says an interesting chiddush. So what happens if I'm in a shul here and I make a bracha? I say a tefillah, I say Shmoneh Esrei, such a big congregation of people. So I talk and I say the Shliach Tzibur into the microphone. Could you answer Amen to it? Could you answer Amen, and are you Yoitza the Shliach Tzibur Tefillah through the microphone? Now, I'm not discussing Shabbos and the microphone. That you'll have to... that's a very big controversial topic, not for tonight. But the point is, during the week, many people, microphone, and the answer, says Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if it's not the same voice, it's a reconstructed voice, and maybe not. So if you're able to hear me anyway, but it adds, the microphone adds to the sound, and now I hear the Shliach Tzibur better, then I can answer Amen, and I heard the Shliach Tzibur. So this is a very interesting halacha. Many said, what do you mean, but it's my voice, you hear it through the microphone. And many said, no, if you understand the technology and the way the waves and the sound, and there's other elements that get mixed into the sound, and therefore it's not my original voice, it's a new, reconstructed voice. You know where the nafgamina would be? If someone has hearing aids, he's listening to the shofar, and he's listening through hearing aids because he doesn't hear properly. Many held that that's not called hearing shofar, but it's hearing a reconstructed through the hearing aid coil of shofar. Now, I see a lot of you are shaking your heads. Okay, there's big machloikas, there's big issues about it. Many want to say that there would be a very big difference between Megillah and Shofar. Megillah you could be able to hear through a hearing aid or a microphone, because at the end of the day, I don't need the actual coil, but I need to hear the words from a Baal Koyril. I hear it. It goes through the microphone into the or the hearing aid. But where the shofar? What do you need to hear, Rabbi? Say together. Let's go. No, what do you need to hear? Lishmaya Koyl shofar. If you notice, it doesn't say Lishmaya Koyl Megillah. You need Mikra Megillah, the reading of a Megillah. But when you need what? The koil of the shofar. Many want to say that through a microphone. Now, of course, there's no microphones in shul on Rosh Hashanah, but you can have a hearing aid. That might be somewhat of a issue. Megillah through a microphone. Ramosha Feinstein and Igris Moshe, Chelik Beisim, Kuf Chavches, and many other Gedolim have dealt with that question. If you could hear a Megillah through a microphone. What would be an interesting shaila? So for example, if someone is in a hospital, Chas V'Shalom, Le'alechem, it's difficult for him to come down to the main lobby where the shul is. He's in his room. Can he hear Kol Shofar through telephone, via telephone? For example, they open the telephone before Yontif, or maybe a nurse will come and put the telephone down, and he hears the Kol Shofar from the synagogue, from the shul in the hospital. Would that suffice for what? For hearing Kol Shofar. Telephone is one sugya, microphone is a different sugya, and what? And hearing aid is a different sugya. But you know what would be interesting, Rabbi? I know Sfardim don't blow shofar in Elul. It's interesting. They say slichas an entire Elul, while Ashkenazim blow shofar an entire Elul. Can I hear that shofar via telephone? Can I hear? I see Rabbi Sai, the Olam is not listening. I have a hard time. I'll explain to you why. I have a microphone, and I could scream very loud, Baruch Hashem. And if I have to wake you up by screaming, maybe I should just do that. Okay, so Rabbi Say, pay attention. Can I hear the Kol Shofar of Elul via telephone? And the answer probably is, of course, why? When you blow Shofar on Elul, during Elul, it's not Kol Shofar. You don't need what? The actual Kol Shofar. What do you need? You need the reminder that the shofar brings to do tshuva. So you have it. Unless you say no, then obviously if I want to remind you to do tshuva, I just get up and scream, do tshuva. Obviously you need to hear the shofar. Probably, you could yoitza the shofar blowing of Elul via a telephone. Okay. How about radio? I hear slichas on the radio. Can I be yoitza? I hear a bracha on the radio. Can I be yoitza? Chacham Avadia, the children of Chacham Avadia Paskin, that as long as it's live, then you can answer amen as if you were there via radio. But if it's not a live broadcast, you cannot. I've heard in the past people ask, but wait a minute, there's no such thing as live. There's always delay, 7-second delay. All right, no. But this is basically the halacha, that as long as it's considered more or less while live streaming, then it would be okay to hear from a radio, and it's considered what? As if I heard it direct, and I could say amen to the bracha. How about from a tape recorder, Rabbi Sai? How about from a tape recorder? Today, we don't like live, almost, you know. If you take a look, I'm talking here, and it has to be through the camera. And thousands, that's what I was told, thousands of people are listening to this year. Is that what you told me? Was it tens of thousands? No. Okay, I'll upon him. It needs to be through what? Through a media. There's a very cute anecdote that was once a teacher, a Rebbe, that wanted to go on vacation for a week, but he had a job, he had to teach. So he thought to himself, let me take a tape. I'll make the class, the shiur, on a tape. I'll bring it into the classroom and I'll play the tape. And like this, I could go wherever I have to go and yoitza. The first day, second day, third day, he doesn't hear from the principal asking how come he doesn't show up in class. So he wanted to see how it's going. It must be going well. It must be a good method on how to teach, because he comes, he looks through the window, and he sees not one attendee to the class. Every person brought a tape recorder to tape what the tape recorder that he put down was taping. He taught it through a tape recorder, and they said, okay, so we'll do the same thing. We'll listen through the tape recorder. And they also didn't show up. I always say to my students, maybe I should text you the shiur to your phone. Maybe then you'll listen, because when I say it live, okay. The point being, what happens if I listen to a bracha on a tape recorder? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the Yerideya Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, says that if a person would tape a Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, on a tape recorder, this would not be a problem of mechika, of erasing the name of Hashem. This would maybe not be a problem, and a person is not being oiver of saying the Shem Hashem Lashav when you replace it. For example, every time you replay the name of Hashem, maybe it's considered saying the name of Hashem in vain. Says Rav Moshe, not a problem. This is not, because this is not called what? You, say it. Saying it through the tape. You said it on the tape, and now you're playing the tape. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held not like that. Rabbi Yaakov held that you should never say the shame of Hashem on a tape. And I guess a CD, because it was before its tapes. Because every time you replay it, what are you being over? Saying the shame Hashem, Lashov. Very interesting psak halacha. Obviously the world isn't makbid on it. This is an emes liyakev yerideya simen reish ayin vav. How about erasing a tape? How about erasing something on a computer, a bracha? So this is an interesting, famous question. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that l'chayra, erasing should be nira. It seems like you're erasing, and therefore it's mechur, it's something which is not correct to do. So for example, to erase a tape that has the Shem Hashem, Rav Moshe held you shouldn't do it. And then in other tshuvas, for example, in Chelik Beis of Archaim Sim Kufman Beis, Rav Moshe says, if you're going to do it through a grama. Which means don't directly erase it, figure out a way how it should be a grama. It means in a roundabout way that you erase it. Yechav Das Chacham Avadya in Simen Nun says clearly, and he's very vehement about it, that there's no problem of erasing a tape that has a bracha, has a Shem Hashem, because it's nothing, it's not there, it's codes, it's not exactly the words, and therefore there's no problem whatsoever, and he writes very sharp language against those that forbid it. It's interesting, when you write on a computer, is that called writing in general? That's a very interesting, everyone's shaking their heads like they're big poiskim. That's good, okay, I'm happy, everyone is a big poiskim in his own mind. Okay, it's all good. So let me tell you, many gedolim and poiskim say that it's not exactly called writing, which really is what Rabbeisai, the flip of this tshuva, that it's not called erasing, right? The same way it's not there and I can erase it, so if I wrote it, I didn't really write anything. So on Shabbos, if I write on a computer, would it be chayav for kaysev? It's a big topic. Many say that this would be relevant to a doctor in a hospital, where sometimes the doctor has to write a prescription on Shabbos for a patient, or he has to write a report. He'd be better off to write it on a computer than to write it with a pen on a piece of paper. Because writing on a piece of paper would be koisev on Shabbos. To write on the computer maybe is not called ksiva. Final and last issue, can I answer amen to something I hear on the telephone? Obviously, just like Havdalah, you can hear on the telephone, so you can answer amen. Why not? It's the same thing. But on a tape, if someone played a tape and you heard a bracha, says Ramosha, you do not answer amen. So now let's fast forward to modern day technology of internet, your smartphone. If I hear Slichais on the smartphone, no, is it considered what? Like I heard the Yud Gimel Midos. Is it Amen? Can I answer Amen? And the truth is, this is a little bit even of a bigger question. Why? All the other technology, all you see is what? Well, I'm sorry, all you have is the voice. The voice goes through the technology, through the phone. You don't see my face, you don't see the person. I know we have technology of having phones today with face. What's it called in English? When you have it, you can see the... Huh?
FaceTime.
Okay. I'll call upon him. Most of the issues in the halacha were about the technology of delivering the voice from the speaker to the ear of the hearer. Now we have what? The internet, where the phone and the internet is giving me the actual live... that's happening as well. So here's the question. Do I have not only the bracha, but do I have it as if I'm there connecting to what's going on over there to the point that I have a minion maybe? This is a very, very long, interesting topic that needs a lot of time. We will end over here, but this was the point. The point was to under... Yes, what's your question? The what? If it's mutter aser? You see, I'm smiling. What do you want me to tell you, that it's mutter or aser? I could tell you like this. The issues that I brought up are technically mutter anyway. That's the real truth. You're allowed to say slichas. No, I'm saying you're allowed to say slichas anyway alone. You're allowed to say yud gimel midas according to many anyway alone. You're allowed to say slichas at any given time during the day, anyway, based on Eretz Yisrael, anyway. So the only issue is, do you actually look at the person being by the kaisel and davening? So even if not, the issue is really theoretically mute. Technically, you should be allowed to say it anyway. So I would tell you that it should be mutter. Now I wish you a good night, and we should all be zaycha to both say slichas and in Eretz Yisrael by the kaisel, b'mehira b'yameinu amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.